Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa is likely to maintain preferential trade access to the US market despite strained relations between the two nations. That's according to several media reports, quoting a senior executive who was part of the recent South African delegation to last week's AGOA conference in Washington. The delegation was led by Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau. No official comment from him yet, but Aspen Pharmacare Group senior executive Stavros Nicolaou says there was positive sentiment towards the renewal of the trade pact. Under AGOA, South Africa has duty-free access to the US, with more than 55 billion rands worth of goods leaving our shores for their markets. It's mainly motor vehicles, fruit and wine. Several US politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, have been calling for a complete review of our participation in AGOA following our cozying up to Russia and China. Deputy President Paul Mashatile says that selling a majority of SAA to those in the private sector with the capital and expertise to turn the embattled state-owned airline around may be the best way forward. Interviewed by the Sunday Times, Mashatile said the government was not in the business of owning airlines. I wouldn't mind resuscitating SAA as a state-owned company, but my approach would be to partner with the private sector, said Mashatile, because I don't think government will have the money to run it. I wonder if that view would also apply to all the other SOEs, which are a drain on the fiscus, and if that's now official ANC policy. Staying with the airline industry, reports just before the weekend say that Qatar Airways is close to buying a stake in South Africa's Airlink. Qatar has confirmed it's in talks with a Southern African airline, but won't say which one. Airlink is not commenting. On the markets, as we went into the weekend, the JSE All Share and the Top 40 were both up 0.5%. London's FTSE up 1%, and on Wall Street, the Dow up 1.6%. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both up just over 1%. Tokyo this morning is up 2.4%, Hong Kong up 1.7%, Sydney up 0.8%. The US dollar, 109 to the euro, the rand at 18.27 to the dollar, 19.85 to the euro, 23.54 to sterling. Gold at 2,394, platinum 946, Bitcoin just over 69,300, Brent crude oil just under $81.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.